This interview is with Mr. and Mrs. Henry Mako. They live in the town of Union, near Namur, and close to the bay. The subject of the tape is the fishing Mr. Mako did until 1930. Mrs. Mako's family, the Renards, also did fishing. Mr. Mako was born in 1898, his wife in 1897. The interview took place September 27, 1976, and the interviewer is Linda Green.
And you don't hear nothing at all, Ainsa?
I got to talk in here?
Sure. It's just right here. Why don't you start by telling me how you first learned to fish and what that was like?
Well,
when you were small.
We used to fish hook and line for herring, and we fished a little with a few nets, gill nets, for perch, and we also catch herring in the gill nets. That was, gee, now, in 1918 that we got the moose, we caught the moose fish. We caught 250 pounds in one day, hook and line, or herring. And we used a hook with a little yarn, tied on yarn for bait, and all we had to do is pull them out and drop them on the ice, and they'd let go the hook. And gill nets, well, you had to chop holes in the ice and pull the nets in under the ice, and then we'd leave them in about a week or so, and then we'd pull them out and take the fish out, pull them, the nets back in.
About how old were you when you first started fishing?
Oh, I was around 17, 18.
And who did you learn from?
Well, we learned that by ourselves. Yeah.
You and
my brother, we used to fish. Yeah.
And what were the different jobs that he did and then you did?
That I done? Well, farming most of the time, the shipyard work, carpenter work.
Set nets with the 3-4
different ones. Oh yeah, I worked with other fishermen that used to set maybe 50 or 75 nets.
One of those fishermen would set so many nets?
Sure, yeah.
Who were those people you worked with?
The Peltiers, our neighbors. And I fished with Rubelard one winter.
Did you work it as far as you, did you get a regular salary from those people or did you get a proportion of?
No, I worked, we were paid by the day.
Not very much.
About $1.50 a day.
Work about on. What year was that?
It was around 1917. We used to get a dollar a day for all day's work.
Now we get.
Did you own your own nets at all?
Yes, we owned a few nets, probably 15, 20 nets.
kind of nets were those?
They were gill nets, they call them.
And why didn't you use pound nets? Why didn't you use the pound nets, the other
one? It's a bigger rig, a pound net. You got to have a bigger equipment for. It's a bigger job fishing pond net.
Now, what kind of duties did you have when you worked for those people?
What I had to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had to chop holes in the ice and run the pull the nets in. Take the fish out of the net when we lift them.
Was it your job to haul the fish to Green Bay?
No, we hauled them to Maplewood, ship them by train at that time, by express. Pack the fish in the boxes, put a tag on it, and ship them to Chicago.
Why did you do that instead of taking them to Green Bay?
There was no market in Green Bay. All the fish market was mostly in Chicago.
Was there ever a market later on in Green Bay?
Yes, there was. Yes, there was a market.
Do you remember about when that changed?
Well, probably in 1924, 25, then there was a market in Green Bay.
How did that change things when you were fishing?
I wouldn't know.
Were you fishing at that time?
Yeah. I was fishing.
Was it more work then to take them to Green Bay?
No. It was about same as hauling them to the depot.
How did you like fishing compared to the other jobs you've done?
Oh, it was interesting. It was cold sometimes.
What was it like to running a farm and doing fishing at the same time?
Well, we'd do chores in the morning and we'd get home around 5 o'clock and do chores at night. Milk the cows and feed them, feed the horses. There was no tractor at that time.
More important, the farming or the fishing?
Oh, the farming was more important. Yeah.
And so why did you do fishing as well?
Well, it was a sideline. You make a few dollars fishing besides the farming.
Depression years and what it was like, around here at that time?
Yes, it was pretty rough during depression. There was no price on milk, no price on cattle, no price on pigs or the crops.
What were you raising at that time?
Well, we were raising wheat, oats, rye, and some
barley
and hay.
How many cows did you have?
We were milking around 14, 15 cows. Hauling the milk to the to the cheese factory with a horse and a wagon.
Where did you take the milk?
About 3 miles from here.
How did you manage to get by in those times?
We managed the best we could.
And what was fishing like in those years?
Oh, well, it wasn't bad, only the price of fish wasn't like it is now. We get about 10 cents a pound for fish.
And which kind of fish were you catching?
Mostly perch and herring that we used.
Did people around you lose their farms at that point in time?
There was a few that lost their farms. Yeah, couldn't make it go.
Did the fishing become more important at that time period?
No, I don't think so.
Were there any times that were kind of rough out in the ice where you had to...
Oh, yes.
It was rough. Did you tell me about some of
this? Sometimes the ice would break up. Sometimes the ice would open up cracks, you know, in the ice. And you had to make a bridge to get across.
How did you do that?
Well, they used some planks. Boards cover up, you know, sometimes the ice opens up and you gotta make a bridge to get across with the horse.
And did you do summer fishing as well? Did you fish in the summer times?
No, we didn't fish in summer time, just in winter on the ice.
Were most of your neighbors doing that?
Yes, mostly everybody was fishing around here. Mm-hmm. Neighbors were fishing too.
And did they have gill nets as well, or did they have some pound nets?
They had mostly gill nets. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the neighbors here had pond nets too.
Do you know how the people learned to fish when they first came over?
No, I won't tell you.
I'm wondering too whether the Rubillards, were they some of the biggest fishermen in the area?
Yeah, they were pretty big fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Peltiers too.
Peltiers too, the neighbors.
Were there other fishermen that did a lot more?
Oh yes, there were the Leviathans. Further north. And there was a lot of fishermen that came from Swamico and Mikado. They came around Green Bay and set nets out here. Pond nets.
They'd come across.
Yeah, some would come across the ice.
Was there competition with them?
No, it didn't make too much difference. At one time they were catching herring by the ton in those pond nets. Mm-hmm. And then there's a different kind of fish that came, the smelts. And they were catching them pretty heavy too.
When you say they, do you mean the people from Oconto, or?
Yes.
From all over.
Yeah.
They come for smelt. From all over.
Well, they used to dip smelts in the creek in the spring of the year when they'd come up the creek. They use dip nets and dip them out of the creek.
Where is the creek from your house?
About a mile north from here.
At Sugar Creek?
Sugar Creek, yes.
Did you ever do that?
Yes, I did that too.
I'm wondering about any regulations. Didn't the state regulate some things?
There wasn't too much regulation then. You had to have a license to set nets. But for a hook and line, you didn't need no license.
Did you have to do much book work?
No, not too much.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever belong to a fishing organization?
No.
Were there any around here?
I don't think so. Yeah.
And do the fishermen ever get together?
Like an organization? No, I don't think so. Everybody works for it on his own, I guess.
If you did it again, would you fish again?
No, I wouldn't want to fish anymore. I'm getting too old for that.
But if you went back in time again, would you still?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Why did you quit fishing?
Well, got a little older and got jobs different places. Worked at the shipyard and done carpenter work.
But what year was it that you did stop fishing?
Oh,
just approximately.
Probably in 1930.
So it was right after the Depression, or during?
Yeah.
You stopped. Did you get another job right away?
No, not right away. We started at the shipyard in 1942. Until 1950.
How much an hour?
1953, when we got laid off. Huh?
Well, those years in between, after you'd stopped fishing and before you got a job at the shipyards, how did you?
Oh, we just done the farm work then, mm-hmm. Just farming.
Were those good farm years?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because I would think that you'd be missing, you know, a part of your income from fishing.
The green one went during the Depression and went early for nothing.
Why do you think that there aren't very many fish anymore?
Well, they got different jobs, better pay than fishing.
Yep, there's no fish.
And they don't get much fish anymore right now. Seems that the fish don't move very much. They don't get caught in the nets. There seems to be a lot of fish, but you can't catch them.
When you quit fishing, were there fewer than when you started?
No, not too much. Just about the same.
Did your brother quit at the same time that you did?
Yes, just about.
And then what happened to your nets?
Oh, they got old and tore up, and so we couldn't use them anymore. they get torn up, you know, in the rocks on the bottom and snags.
Did you repair your own nets? Did you repair your own nets?
No, no, you can't hardly repair those nets. It's got to be, they got to be made in the factory.
Did you ever catch any sturgeon?
No. Mm-hmm. There isn't.
It was earlier.
There's very few in this water, sturgeons.
How far north would you say that people did the winter fishing only?
Oh, all along the
way up to the sturgeon.
All practically to Sturgeon Bay. Most everybody was fishing then.
And then north of there, what it's mostly?
What mostly? Gill net fishermen. A few pond nets. We never fished on very, very many nets, just probably 15, 20 nets, that's about all we had.
And did your father ever fish?
No, he never fished. No.
Okay, well that...
One. That's about all I can tell you.
Thank you. Okay, do you want to tell me once more about the sturgeon? Just describe what it was like.
Well, there was so many of them that they had put them in the river. And all anybody could go. The biggest one there was for a quarter. They couldn't sell them at all.
They couldn't sell them.
They were so thick that they...
No, there was no market for them.
There was no market at all. I bet there was some that weighed 80, 90 pounds.
Wow.
Well, there was one year last, a couple year, weeks, years ago. He weighed 100 pounds, I bet. That come to shore, that got dead.
It was 6 feet long.
Yeah.
Where is the river you're talking about?
That was...
At Shoemaker's Point.
At Shoemaker's Point. That used to be my grandpa's, where my grandpa was. Mm. Yeah. Well, then my dad was fishing with his two brothers and... Yeah.
And you said you ate sturgeon at home.
Oh, yes. We ate sturgeon all what we wanted.
How did you cook it?
Fry it like any other fish.
And smoke them?
And smoke them. They're good smoke too.
Yeah. And you said something about all the different kinds of meat.
Yeah, there's 7 kinds of meat. In the head, there's 7 different kinds of meat in the sturgeon.
What do you mean by different kinds?
Well, there's pork and beef and veal and all of them. There's 7 kind. Just little pieces though, but there's 7 kind. About like this.
About an inch?
About an inch.
Inside the
sturgeon? Inside the head, yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I suppose they're born with that, then, like anything else. Yeah.
About the herring that they caught, they used to freeze them on the ice.
I did on the other one.
Did you ever freeze those, Mr. Michael?
No, not here. We didn't do that.
Why didn't you freeze them?
We didn't have no pond nets.
You didn't have the pond nets, and that's when you would freeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd shovel fish with a shovel there. they had a shed with, I don't know, about how long. Like a barn.
Yeah.
And they had ice on under. By the next morning, well, they were all froze, ready to go to town.
There's lots of difference anyway from now, the way it was then.
Half a cent a pound they were getting.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever sell any of yours at local market or from local people around here?
No, not too much. No.
What about smoking? You have a smokehouse back here.
Yeah.
Did you do that, or which one of you did that?
Not me, I can't smoke.
Yeah, I used to smoke a lot of fish.
We used to smoke herring, huh? Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, first you dress them, you clean them,
then
you pack them and you put them in a brine overnight with salt and water. And next morning you take them out and hang them in the smokehouse. And you build a fire down in the smokehouse, and it takes about 3 hours to smoke about 100 fish. That's about all there's to it. And after they cool off, they're ready to eat.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat them fresh like that?
Oh, yes.
That's when they're the best.
That's when they're the best. When they're warm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, did you just put them on a big plate, or?
You tie them by the tail with a little string. Yeah. Then you add nails on stick there, and you put them like this.
When was it that you did the most smoking?
Oh, that was in 1920, 1921. Well, we used to smoke fish practically every winter. Whenever we get a batch, we'd smoke them.
About how often, how many times a week was it?
Oh, we only smoked that about once a week. When we'd run out, well, we'd start another batch and smoke another bunch of fish.
Was there a special kind of wood you used? What was the fire like that you made?
Fire?
Maple.
You used to use maple wood, dry maple. Mm. Or apple wood from apple trees. That was good too.
What was the advantage to those kinds of wood?
Well, you could keep them for 2 weeks after they smoked. They keep real good.
The fish?
Oh, yes.
Did you do any pickling?
Yes, herring. We used to pickle herring, and we used to pickle smelts too.
Why were the years you mentioned, 2021, that why were they the best years for smoking?
Well, then were about the best years.
Well, why was that?
Well, there was more fish to get.
And did you make your own smokehouse?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
Well, we built that out of bricks. Mm-hmm. And a tin roof.
Did most of the people around here have a smokehouse?
Yes, mostly everybody had a smokehouse. And we used to smoke meat too. We'd butcher our own pork and salt it. When it was salted just about enough, we put it in a smokehouse. And with that, we had to build a fire every day for about a week. And build a little fire every day for a week until the meat was smoked. One time we had a wooden smokehouse, and the grease must have dripped on the fire, and the We lost the smokehouse and the meat, that was it.
About how much of your, how many meals a week would your family eat of fish?
Oh, one meal, probably two meals sometimes.
Each week?
Each week, yeah.
We used to eat a lot more than that at our house. We ate some every day.
And did you smoke meat at your house as well?
Yes, Ma used to. She had a smokehouse too. Mm-hmm.
So it was your mother who did it, in your family?
Yes.
And, but between the two of you,
it
was Mr.
Yeah.
Why do you say you can't smoke?
I don't know, I'm scared to make enough to not too much fire or...
Did your mother try to teach you or?
No, it was always her.